Hello and welcome back to RTFD Tales of Piracy, episode 22, Wrath of the Sea. I'm your DM, Nick Smith, and joining me as always is Todd Blackburn.
Aye, Slayer here, mateys. Remember, ride the flying dragon.
Okay. We have Max Garner.
Max here, playing Golan as always. Really try fire dumplings.
Okay. Fire dumplings sounds like an Avatar dish or something in the Fire Nation.
Sounds delicious.
Like fire flakes, just fire dumplings.
Fire flakes.
And Pat Kelly.
Howdy, playing Yorte. Roll tides, flip destroyers.
Okay. A little related to the episode. I like that.
I like that one.
So, of course, we're going to start off with our recap. Last time, our crew ended up delving into the pyramid puzzle of Zoran the Wizard. After escaping and getting back to the ship, where you found out that you'd been missing for not just 7 hours, but 7 full days. After a night's rest, you all began working on finding out where exactly you all were on the sea. And using his compass and some high survival checks, Yurte, along with the help of Golan in the morning, discovered that the ship was off course. Way off course. Like, way, way off course. And Slayer, that morning, had discovered that Claw was acting first mate and quartermaster in his absence. Confronting Pitcher on this, Yurte and Golan also brought forward the evidence that Claw might have not been the best navigator for the ship, and that they started going north instead of south, like intended. Pitcher then brought all of you and Claw into the captain's quarters, where Claw defended himself and claimed to be taking the ship where it needs to go. Through very good persuasion rolls, very bad rolls from Claw, and a lucky high roll from Pitcher, you all eventually sussed out that Claw has been hiding something big from you. So Pitcher asked you all to restrain him, leading to a one-round fight. It was not even a fight. Claw barely got any hits in. You guys all basically beat the shit out of him, knocked him unconscious, tied him up, and brought him below deck.
I didn't even get to do anything.
Yeah, it was a Kroll 10 crit on him at one point, because why not? You guys were circling him, and he really had nowhere to go. Over the following 3 days of Pitcher interrogating Claw below deck, Slayer got to man the wheel for a bit. No longer fantasizing, though he did get cocky at one point, and Zebrith had to correct him. The Huntsman continued on to a southward position to correct its course. And on this path, you encountered a Zotrian artificer ship and decided to plunder it, as pirates do. Slayer came up with a genius idea of disguising the ship as the Sea Breeze to get close, and then quickly changing disguise and laying waste and wreckage upon their ship. Slayer stayed aboard as the crew hopped on and began plundering, pillaging, and wiping out anyone who fought them. But due to the damage that the ship sustained during the fight, a air elemental was freed from the engine and attacked Slayer on the ship. Slayer, and with a little bit of help from Ella and her long pot shots from the main deck, you were able to successfully destroy the air elemental as your crew finished plundering the ship and finding several clusters of elemental shards, gems, and I believe a crystal or two. As the following days approached, so did a far-off storm, but what was far off quickly fell upon you guys in the 27th day as heavy rain began to fall and wind began to pick up violently, and thunder and lightning cracked down in front of you. And as this storm picked up, so did a massive spiral of water as this large water spout formed directly in front of where the ship is. And that is where we are now. I'm going to need the guys at the wheel, aka Slayer and Pitcher, so that you're going to be doing this with advantage. You need to make a dex saving throw using the ship's dexterity plus your proficiency modifier.
15.
That doesn't do it.
Oh, I got a okay.
So, on a failure, the ship... Ooh.
I don't like that.
The ship takes 30 bludgeoning damage as the wind and water spout starts tearing away at the front of the ship. You couldn't move it in time. I need everyone on the top deck to make a dex saving throw now.
What part of the ship gets the damage?
The hull.
Alright, so 30?
Yep. And keep in mind the damage threshold. So if anything is below the threshold of 15, it's superficial and doesn't actually count. 15 and above does.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't
know that. So everyone, give me a dex saving throw. Yurite, you had disadvantage because you are at the crow's nest in the middle of a water spout that is overtaking the ship and throwing it insane. Krolten got a nat 20, so he quickly grabs onto a rope and pulls himself tight against everything.
9. Oh, 17. Wait, give me a sec. I gotta add.
Okay. 17 for Golan.
18.
18.
10.
Okay. Slayer, Golan, you guys quickly grab onto these sides. Slayer, you're at the wheel and you just grip on. You see, Pitcher does get knocked off the wheel for a sec, and he is knocked prone, goes sliding, and poof, hits the back of the ship. You are also knocked prone and pushed 10 feet to the edge of the crow's nest, and you go off the edge. Give me an acrobatics check, or athletics, your choice.
Do I see this?
No, he is up top. You are getting tossed around right now.
I'm reaching for.
Okay. Is Krolten still up there?
No, Krolten is not in the crow's nest.
Did that one?
11.
You take 15 bludgeoning damage as you fall, and your back cracks against the deck a little bit. It definitely hurts as you get up. I know you are still prone because you failed, but you two, you guys are good, and you are not thrown. You then hear Pitcher from the back where he's lying down. Aye, Slayer, we need to find the Eye of the Storm. Start looking out for it. Keep a sharp eye! And he spends his turn getting up and everything. So, you guys, whoever's going to be keeping an eye out for the storm, will give me perception checks with disadvantage because of the heavy rain, and that will tell you what direction to head. So if anyone would like to join... He's shouting this for the whole ship to hear. So if anyone else would like to search for...
I'd be able to do that on the ground, or...
You... Okay. Yeah, you got the wind knocked out of you for a second. Yep.
No.
Yep, Krolten doesn't see anything.
11.
You don't see anything.
Natty 1.
Yeah, you definitely don't see anything. As you guys continue on, the storm rages on. Now I need someone to roll a d6.
Got it. I'm not doing it.
Got a 2.
A 2. Okay, so as you guys continue on, eventually, from the port side, you guys see this massive wave begin to crest 10, 20, 30, 50 feet into the air, and it is approaching you guys from the port side, so you're the ship's left. Slayer, I need you to make a vehicle handling check.
Slayer,
no advantage because Pitcher is currently still recovering.
I fucking shit. And
add your proficiency to it.
Bonus?
Just the proficiency. Just your proficiency bonus, because you're proficient with vehicles. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're getting at.
This wave is 3.5 stories.
A nine.
It
is a fucking shit.
Okay, so once again, I need everyone on deck to make a dex saving throw. If you're prone, that's with disadvantage. Krolten's going to fail.
Do I get advantage?
No, this is not a trap or other effect of that type.
10.
17 again.
A 5.
5. Okay, so, Golan, you are clinging for your dear life right now.
I ain't liking the storm at all right now.
No, you're white-knuckling really hard as you continue on.
Both
Slayer and Yurite, you guys are flung 15 feet. Both of you roll a d4 to determine what direction you head in.
Oh.
And this might mean you get tossed overboard. Keep that in mind.
3.
Yurite, you are flung back against this. You do not go far. You don't take any damage, but you are cracked against it, actually. I mean, everyone will be taking damage of some type this turn. Who failed? You... What'd you get?
A 2.
A 2? You are flung... directly to your left.
So port Slayer's side. Left 5'10". You start going overboard. Give me a acrobatics or athletics check.
Athletics it is.
What'd you get?
Can I get a new dice?
What'd you get?
It was a natural one.
yeah, give me 1 second.
And Slayer's in the water, I'm assuming.
Can I roll Perception to see if I see this?
Slayer's in the water, yeah.
Well, yeah, give me Perception checks. It's going to be with disadvantage because of the heavy rain.
Okay.
So, Yurte and Slayer, you each take...
I have a comfy landing into the ocean.
You each take 6 cold damage from the wave because you failed. You take 3 Golan because you saved. But, Slayer, as you try and hold on for your dear life, your hand slips. And you begin plummeting towards the water and whoosh! You land in. Here you go. Did you get Golan?
I got a 15.
15? You would notice this. From where you are standing in the ship, you see him go overboard and land into the water. The wheel is now spinning as Pitcher begins running to grab it, and the whole ship shifts to one side as the wave pushes against it, and you guys don't know which direction you're headed. Everyone's kind of jarred and shifting on the deck right now. Things are getting fucking nuts.
Yes. So I saw this. I saw Slayer jump into the water. And I just see that. I'm coming for you, Slayer! I get my sit turn, strum, cast fly, going in after him.
You're going in after him. Okay, so you go and fly on over to him. Give me an athletics check to try and scoop him up.
17.
17, okay, yeah. You go, and though you're small, you have magic helping you lift him. You grab him by his coat and a little bit in like the scruff of the back of the neck, and you just lift him up. You're straining, but you see the red magical wings on your ankles just grow, and then with 3 large flaps, they grow to the size of like eagle wings almost and lift you to the top next to the wheel where Pitcher is, holding
right
on to the wheel.
Next to yep. Pitcher.
I go in. Thank you.
Come on, man. We gotta get out of this storm.
I have an idea. Grab a piece of rope, tie it around your waist, tie it to the boat.
Good idea, but first, I need to see if I can find that eye. I'm flying up and trying to see if I can see the eye from a higher distance.
Okay, perception check, still with disadvantage.
Okay.
Can I see if there's any rope on the top deck?
There would be, but not where you are.
How high can you go a turn?
You can shout out orders. There are people on, so...
Usually, thunderclouds fly a little
bit. Oh, wait.
You might be able to get above it.
I got an 8 on perception.
Yeah, that's an 8 on perception. Yeah. You're going to do it. You look out and you just see lightning, storms. You see a couple more water spouts and large waves off in the distance. You only get the sense that the journey ahead is going to be a rough one. I need another D6 roll.
And as that's happening
again.
Crew, grab some rope and tie yourselves to the ship. This is going to be a bumpy ride. Nobody wants to go overboard.
Got it. So you hear that shout out. Crolton runs up to your side. Sir, yeah, he helps you up. So it's not like half your movement or anything. He hands you a thing of rope. He starts tying himself off and tying himself to the center mast. I'm going to give him 2 survival checks. Okay, 18's on both the dice. He does pretty good on tying himself down. He then hands you your rope that the one end is already tied to the mast.
Great. Take it and I just tie it to myself.
Give me a survival check.
That calmly while a storm's going on.
I'm a shot.
I know. You got
to toss 60 feet to the ground.
And you took 15 damage. Fair.
I'm at 28 health. I'm a shot. Ooh, you said survival?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got over a natural point. Over an unnatural point.
Okay, yeah. You tie yourself 22. Tight. You are feeling really bad right now. So you guys will have advantage on dexterity saving throws. If you have to make one. What'd you get on the D6?
I rolled a 2 again.
A 2? That is going to be another wave coming at you guys.
I just slap him.
Give me a vehicle handling check, Slayer, with advantage, because Pitcher is back at the wheel with you.
17
plus does it.
Plus
20.
Okay, yeah, that definitely does it. As you guys quickly spin the wheel in the direction of the wave, so you guys ride it up before it crests and safely make it to the other side of this wave. If you guys would like another round of perception checks, see if you can find the eye, and then someone else will have to roll the d6.
Advantage or disadvantage?
Disadvantage because of the storm.
14.
Golan, things are still looking terrible out there overall. With a 14, you can't quite see anything yet.
Yeah, I'm still flying.
Can I roll the check to see if I can pick up which way the wind is blowing rather than the storm?
Give me a nature check. Because things are going crazy right now. So for all you know, wind is every direction in the moment.
Fly for 10 minutes.
What did you get?
That one. You're right.
Yep, wind is going crazy. Your hood is even getting in your face a little bit, so you can't even see super well. Another D6 roll from someone.
I got it. A 5 this time.
So now, coming from the starport side, I shit you not, is another massive wave coming at the ship.
This side.
Yep, it's coming at you guys from the opposite side this time, kind of blindsiding you. Slayer, give me the two checks. Or the two rolls.
It's right next to you, bro.
I keep losing stuff today. Okay, first roll, good. Second roll, not so much. A 12.
Okay, so, once again, I'm going to need...
Does he have an advantage?
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to
advantage,
the high score, man.
Not disadvantage.
Oh, right, it's got the advantage.
What was the first one again?
First one was like a 17, bro. Yeah, we missed it.
20 again?
Yeah,
you guys are all good on this one as you, again, quickly turn the wheel, and because everyone's tied down, no one's getting thrown around a huge amount. Another round of perception checks, and another D6 roll.
Since I'm flying, would I be able to see better if I fly really high, like to the top of the ship?
Are you not being tied to the ship?
I'm still flying, man.
Okay, you're still flying. Okay. You're going to have to try and get above the clouds, and if you do that, you're going way up there, yeah.
Let me just do perception.
Yurte, what'd you get?
19.
Got a 13.
19, 13. 18. Krolton got a crit on his first roll, and a nat 1 on his second, and with disadvantage, it's that nat 1.
Famous nat to nat.
Yurte. You finally get a sense of the direction of this storm, and you can feel that you guys are headed in the right direction. You guys are headed in the right direction, surprisingly, from getting thrown around right now. So you know if the ship can keep its current bearings and not get thrown off course, meaning if it succeeds more of these, it's going to find the eye of the storm sooner rather than later. So give me another D6 roll.
Wanna go again, Todd?
Jar. A 4.
A 4.
Kraken comes.
So, with this one, all of a sudden you guys see and feel the hair on your skin stand up on ends. Yurte, you feel a familiar sensation in the air. Slayer, your hair begins to just stand on end as 4 bolts of lightning strike down onto the ship. One is going to be right here. I'm going to need Golan and Slayer to make...
Golan is
flying, so it would just be Slayer and Pitcher.
Well, technically lightning does travel.
Well, actually, if you're directly behind right here...
I'm not.
Where are you? Where are you flying?
I'm like right here.
Okay.
I'm not standing here, but I'm like flying pretty much like around here.
Okay. Let's just figure it out.
Yeah, just for... Yeah.
So, Slayer, I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Could I instinctively, knowing what it is, drop to the ground?
Krolton, Yurte, and Klix are going to do constitution saving throws. Biff and Zebrith and Golan, because Zebrith is in line with where you would be standing.
Fine.
So all of you, give me constitution saving throws for the lightning cluster.
If Yurte sensing what this is and noticing the familiar feeling, drop to the ground, can I roll with the advantage?
No.
Okay.
Good try, though.
That's what you're supposed to do if lightning's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's on a ship in the middle of a rainstorm. He's standing right next to the tallest point.
Dropping lower still works.
There's other lightning. Probably.
We'll see if it works this time. Roll your ship.
Honestly, you think it would strike two masts?
Yeah, no, we're going 12.
Okay, 12 for you.
Got a 15.
15.
Crap. 16.
Okay, I'm just looking at Krollton real quick. I need to see what his plus is on con. Because I might save. Got a 13 plus 2. So anyone who got above a 14 saves. So you guys are taking half damage from this.
Only half. The storm might kill them.
So, those who failed take 8 lightning damage. Those who saved take 4.
Are you resistant to lightning,
Pat? No, definitely not.
Zebrith and fire. Biff both take the full brunt of it, as they both failed.
At least they ain't radiant damage, they
can
double.
So radiant both.
Pitcher fails, he takes full damage. Clicks also fails, so everyone on the top deck pretty much gets rained down with lightning. Golan, you quickly kind of move out of the way, but you still get feel that electric tingle on your skin.
Maybe a little singed, but not completely.
Yep. Yeah. So the ship takes a total of the damage times 4. So 8 times 4 to the hull. Yeah. So that would be, I'm bad at math, 16
plus...
32.
Yeah, 32.
32. All right. Takes 32 damage.
Calculator
for this. 20 health points. I'm below half.
Okay.
What? Okay, so with that, perception checks with disadvantage, and then another d6 roll.
Could I move? If I untie myself?
Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna actually hatch it and hit the rope where it's tied to the mast.
You're just cutting the rope? Okay.
And then I'm booking it for underneath.
Okay, you're going for below deck. You jump below deck. And as you land, you see Ella sitting there with Gert huddled next to a cannon right now. And they just wave at you. Hi. Ella kind of presents the blanket. You want in?
Snuggle buddies.
I'm just gonna keep looking around, like accessing that, but still looking for somewhere else because I'm big.
I mean, the room is in the back of this layer, so if you want, you can run to the main the navigator / first mate room.
I'm gonna head that way.
Okay, so you start heading to the back room.
Is Krollton following you?
No.
Krollton's still staying tied down right now.
Fair enough.
So perception checks from the two of you above deck.
I got a 12.
A 15.
Okay, Slayer, you are getting more confident. The storm isn't necessarily getting better, but it's not getting worse.
Aye, Captain. Eye of the storm. I think that way?
Just pointing. Yeah, you're pointing a random direction.
Random direction.
D6 roll from someone.
5.
Another large wave. Vehicle handling check from Slayer.
Advantage, right?
Yep. Slayer, or Pitcher is still next to you. He has not been thrown around or anything.
18.
18, yep. You guys successfully make it to the other side of this wave without taking any damage or tossing anyone all over the place. Perception checks. If there's anything else you guys would like to do on your turns to try and better your chances, please feel free to cut in or anything like that. No? Okay. Perception checks, what'd you get?
I got a 10. Can I still use the telescope to make my chances better?
That will give you a flat roll. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
A 9.
Next round.
We have to come down.
Use the telescope next round, because you already rolled this round.
Gotcha.
You have to come to the ship.
Oh yeah, where is the telescope?
Telescope would be in the crow's nest.
Okay.
Well, and you're flying near there, so
okay, cool.
Next turn, that's why it would be not this round, but next round that you can get there, get the telescope.
You better hope I don't have it.
No, <I'm>
okay.
So, D6 for this round.
A three. That's new.
For this one, violent winds begin to wrap around the ship, blowing the sails every which way. Golan, I'm going to need a dex save from you. But, Slayer, I'm going to need another vehicle handling check from you to see if the ship gets thrown off course in a drastic way.
Nat 20.
The winds are going, but your flight spell is correcting every which way,
yep.
And you're doing great.
I am one with the winds right
now. Two nat 20s this round.
Let's go.
Okay, so these winds are going crazy. You quickly shout out to everyone, furl up the sails, put down the anchor, hold ourselves high, wait for the winds, and everyone quickly kicks into action. The anchor is in the water for like half a second as you quickly feel the boat, weight of the boat shift and turn to the direction of the wind, and you quickly drop sail. It goes, picks up the wind, and you quickly ride this torrent of wind to pick up speed. And as that happens, you guys can make your next round of the perception checks with advantage, because you guys both got nat 20s. Why not? This is...
Yurte hunkering down in the room,
yep.
In the back now is going to take out his compass and then start noting in his notebook every time it changes.
Okay, you take out your compass,
oh,
and where it normally
really
does the arrow and goes north, it goes and begins to spin violently as it seems you can't find north in this moment. Something about the storm must be fucking with your compass.
Your take contemplates breaking it. And we'll go on from there.
You just hear coming from your blade, break it, and that's going back above deck.
Golan's second consecutive nat 20.
And a 17.
Okay, so, Golan, now with telescope in hand, you quickly look and you can see there is the Eye of the Storm.
Immediately called a Slayer and point.
But, in your way, you notice a large water spout and looks to be a large cluster of whirlpools. Almost a rat, scattering this whole area. To make it through the whirlpools, I'm going to need a vehicle handling check from Slayer. It's going to be flat, because whirlpools would make this disadvantage. It's a pretty high DC as well. Yeah, if you want, you can go off course.
We're going
and
through
risk.
The whirlpools.
Yeah, this is the most dangerous route,
we're
but
doing it.
It's the most direct.
21.
21! This was a DC 20 check.
Woo!
You begin navigating your way through these
Let's
whirlpools.
Go.
Pitcher at one point, did you need advantage on it?
No, that was a flat roll.
Pitcher steps back for a moment, and you quickly grasp on with your two hands, 10 and 2. But you are using your strength to fling this wheel in one direction, stop it dead in its tracks to avoid one giant whirlpool as it starts to drag the ship in. You feel the waves and the wind in your hair all around you. You feel a part of the ship and a part of the ocean in this moment, and you move this ship with expert-like navigation through these whirlpools. I'm going to need one last one for the final water spout that you're coming up across.
While you roll that irritate underneath, while the ship is just bucking side to side because he can't see, so he's just moving.
Yeah.
He's going to grab the hammock that's in the room, and then he's going to throw up in it.
Throw up all different kinds of, mostly coffee beans.
And human jerky.
Yeah.
A lot of human jerky.
Slayer, what's
say it?
22.
You, again, with this, you're not being caught off guard this time. You see this water spout. You feel the direction the wind shifts with the water spout. You quickly throw the ship to the port side, catching the wind, getting pushed along the wind and edge of this water spout. And as you get to the one edge of it, you quickly unfurl the last bit of the sail to pick up some wind, and you make a beeline right for the Eye of the Storm as it settles. Right there, about 500 feet end-to-end, is the Eye of the Storm. You guys have to keep up with what direction it is moving. So as the storm rages on, you will be at the mercy of the Eye. So navigation will be pretty much pointless over these next couple days. As this first day slowly begins to pass, as from the Eye you see the sun begin to set, and the moon's rise. It is still raining. The weather is still atrocious over these next 3 days. As you guys go from day 27 to day 30 of travel. Traveling with whatever way the eye of the storm takes you. Eventually, as you enter into day 30, Yurte, being the one who... Would you sleep outside during the rest of the storm?
If it's like a light drizzle, yeah. If not, I'm going to be underneath.
Yeah, it's not like a heavy, heavy rain, but it's not like a one or two drop situation. Think like the most annoying kind of scouting situation when it comes to camping, where it's not heavy rain enough to cancel, but it's light enough to justify still setting up.
Yeah, I would probably be outside, but yeah. I'd probably have like a tarp with me, plus my cloak.
So you would be the first to notice that from the eye eventually begins to widen, and the storm eventually dissipates by midday, day 30. As that happens, the ship kind of begins to get... Everyone's been mostly below deck, who isn't a central crew during these past couple days. Slayer, you're exhausted. You do take 1 point of exhaustion for this day, so all your ability checks will be done with disadvantage for today. But everyone else is all good. What would you like to do on day 30 now, as the storm begins to...
Yurte is going to do his job and check his compass.
You toss up your compass. North would be facing if you're holding it. You know, we'll say...
I'll orient myself to north if you just want to do it off there.
Yeah, we'll orient you to north. And you start drifting yourself to kind of match the front of the ship. Give me survival checks with advantage to determine where the ship is headed.
I rolled a nat 1 and then a 2.
So, sadly...
That would be a 5.
Sadly... As you go and lift up the compass, it begins to spin again. Seems like it. Whatever residual effects the storm had still are affecting your compass.
I'm taking your dice.
Not any better.
Well, we'll see if it learned its lesson.
Okay, so, Golan, what would you like to do?
I'd like to first do a map check and maybe corroborate with...
Give me a survival team. Check okay. To see if you can determine where y'all are.
Yeah, I'm going to be useless to you unless you do great.
Then a 9.
The storm... It's left you guys disoriented. It's hard to tell exactly where you are.
Okay.
You don't see any major landmarks or anything.
Still clouds
like that.
On the horizon.
Yeah.
So it's blocking the edge.
Slayer. Pitcher does offer to take the wheel for a bit.
Aye, Pitcher. Wheel is all yours. I'm gonna go into my go downstairs to my room. If there's a ship to plunder or enemies on board, let me know.
Well, Slayer, I didn't get anything out of Claw yet. Take the 3 that you spend your time with now. The 2 dragons and the short fella.
Aye, of course.
See what you can get out of him. Not doesn't have to be today. But within the next couple of days, see what you can suss out from him.
Aye, can I bring Biff along? He tells some really boring stories that might just... snooze him to death.
Save him as a last resort.
Aye, of course, Captain.
So you go to your room. You are now resting for the rest of the day. Anything else?
It has been a while since I trained with my whip. I probably don't have proficiency anymore.
You do
anymore.
Not, yeah.
Could I just see if I can get it back?
Yep, give me an athletics check.
Athletics check. Been 18?
Okay, yeah, you... It's...
I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, you're rusty, but you're good. Okay. You're good.
Cool. I want to keep that up.
You keep that your proficiency going. You're taking anything?
I'm drying my cloak.
Okay, so basically, you guys spend the rest of the day just recovering from the storm.
Yeah.
Really, kind of just centering yourselves after
not
everything.
A fan of being seasick during a storm.
Yeah. But as you guys continue on into day 31. Let me get the perception checks or survival checks from the respective navigators.
I'll do survival.
Okay.
There's my pen.
If me and Yurte do this together, can we have advantage?
So it will be either one person rolls with advantage or it will be both of you.
All right, we'll
I have my compass.
We'll do it separate.
Doesn't that help me?
Yes, you're gonna have to see if your compass is working today, though.
Well, is my compass working today?
Yes, it is. As there is no more storm, the compass is now working.
Yurte pulls out his compass, and it goes...
north!
Yes!
As he exclaims from the top of Crow's Nest. Because I was about to throw this away.
Got a 14 on survival.
Got it.
Nat 20, because it's working.
So, you immediately take out the map, take out the compass, and you can see you guys are once again moving in a northward direction. As a lot of the waves, winds, and whirlpools force navigation with the eye of the storm, force you guys north a bit, but you also continued eastward as well. You are only about 3,000 to 4,000 yards from from the Crow's Nest. You see it.
That's close.
Yeah. What I'm basically saying is, land fucking ho. As overnight, it seems you guys got extremely close to the
what
edge
side?
Of this.
The ship?
Sorry. This would be off of the starboard side.
Yeah. Where are you gonna?
Your job to announce land.
30 seconds.
Slayer's just doing some light torture down below ship.
You're gonna start that immediately. You're not gonna take them down with you or anything. You're just gonna go right down. If you would like round one of Against Claw, just you, go ahead, let's do that.
Round one was me going to be shaving off all the fur off his head and just leaving him bald then.
Okay, give me a...
I want to be very poorly and just a lot of cuts, too, accidentally.
Okay, give me a dexterity check.
An eight?
Oh, you cut him up so bad, dude. Like, there are patches... Like, you don't do completely bald. There are patches all over his head. But you now gave him like bald spots around behind the ears, like along the cheeks, cut only one side of his whiskers. You cut all the fur around his one scarred eye.
Eye ready to talk yet?
Spit some blood in your face.
Land ho! Starboard side!
You begin to Slayer on the very bottom. You hear footsteps. Everyone starts making their way above deck. Then, pitcher. Stands before everyone.
Yorte, get down. We must find what land we're near.
Aye. I'm going to start my descent.
If you start your descent, you guys get down. You guys make your way into the captain's quarters. Slayer sits down behind his desk. So, also, real quick, point of order. Slayer, when you went to sleep last night, you lay down immediately and vomit. As Yorte did throw up in your hammock during the storm.
Oh, that's a very specific detail.
But you don't know that.
Does Slayer realize he laid in vomit?
He knows he laid in vomit. He doesn't know whose it is. As Yorte did make a point to say he threw up in... To say he threw up in a hammock in the room and his was the only hammock set up, so...
The hammock, shouldn't it just fall straight through?
No, hammocks are cloth. It's going to seep
I'm
into
imagining
it.
Like a rope hammock.
No.
More comfy.
Like a macrame hammock? Is that what you imagined you laying on? Is a macrame all rope like mesh?
Yeah.
You don't think we have money
He slept in a freaking fishnet, is what he's saying.
Is that comfy for you?
No! That's not what you sleep in a ship. You have to sleep in a hammock that literally like bananas you
no,
so
see,
you don't roll
yeah,
out.
See, that's
the
thing
is, moves in the
like, sometimes they would have fishnets on the bottom of cloth as extra support. But it would usually be an aesthetic thing with it, too.
Right. Yeah. A little bit of the fluid
so,
might drop out of the bottom.
I know. Inside, in cloth, things like that, is as the ship moves, the hammock moves with it, so you don't feel the rocking of a ship. Whereas if you sleep in a bed and the ship, like, hits a rogue wave and goes
you feel
up,
that.
You roll out of the bed.
Yeah.
The hammock will actually just turn. That's the point of sleeping in hammocks.
We can get you one of those if you really
but
want
But if you
it.
Want, like, a one you can
yeah.
fall through and roll out of, like, sure. Like,
yeah, we'll get you one.
I imagine more of a cloth one where it's wrapped around you. It's just made out of, like, a fish
yeah, like, when you lay in this, it's like a banana.
No.
Dude, you're taking maybe one.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay.
So after that, it was easy enough to clean, you know.
You.
It wasn't hard.
You just turned it inside out.
Yeah. But sitting there in the captain's quarters, you guys all begin discussing navigation. So... Yorte, Golan, where do you think we are on the map?
Well, my compass finally started working. We've been heading north-northeast, which is, again, the wrong direction than what we've been wanting to go. But that makes sense with the storm coming from the south.
You see, for those who would like to give me an insight check on Pitcher, as you guys are, to have, like, a running insight check throughout this whole conversation.
Aye. Is this the direction that Claw wanted us to go?
I can't be certain, but it's not the direction we wanted to go.
I got an unnatural 20 insight check.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So, as you guys kind of sit there and talk of Claw, Golan, you're the first to pick up on it. When he mentions northeast, you notice this kind of, like, twitch in Pitcher's eye. Like, a little bit of annoyance, you know, like, not a nervous twitch, not, like, stress-induced, but this is more of, like, an annoyance. Like, he doesn't want to have to be dealing with what he's dealing with right now.
Okay.
Okay, so, what island do you think we are near right now?
Golan, can you show me the map, the Golan Archipelago?
Without the map, right in front of everyone.
Unfurl it, yep.
Unfurl.
So, give me a survival check with advantage, because Golan will be helping. Because the compass wouldn't really help with this.
Survival?
Yes.
That's right.
For navigation.
11.
Luckily, this wasn't super hard, as you guys were headed south, and you had made a decent headway south. You would surmise you're somewhere near the northern coast of Dromiri. You're on the northern coast of that island.
Well, from looking from how where we are, I believe this might be Dromiri. This is definitely not Okatan or Salvasa.
That's good, at least. We don't want to be near Salvasa now, do we?
Aye, but we are going there, Captain. Eventually.
Eventually.
Aye, but we don't want to go near there yet. That means we'd have to pass the fog, and we should probably stay far away from there. There's already been one storm that has messed with my compass.
No, the fog is quite dangerous. Many ships have gone missing.
I'd say our course is good, then. This island might be safe to dock for...
Well, we are going to need to gather up on some wood and supplies and things to fix the ship.
Right.
The storm did kind of leave us a little hurt, so... In fact, why don't you four, gesturing to you three and Krolten, head to the island, maybe take Biff or something with you, and see if you can gather wood and other supplies, food, things like that we might need. Don't spend more than, I would say, a day or two on the island, just to be safe.
Aye, Captain.
Can you do that for me?
You can look at Slayer, so...
Aye, of course, Captain.
I can always trust you, Slayer, to lead my missions.
Aye. Anybody else?
So, gather what ye need, get Biff if you would like for him. The rowboat can only fit four of you, so you'll have to decide if you want that Krolten fellow or Biff with ya.
Aye, we'll make the decision.
But, he then gestures for you guys all to leave and goes, remember, no more than 2 days on the island. Okay, and if you think things are getting weird, get off if you want. Okay, be safe. And he looks directly at you, Slayer. No risks.
Aye, Captain, I never take any risks without rewards.
He just has this unchanging blank stare of, like, he's never heard such bullshit in his life.
Aye, that's why I said without reward.
Anyway.
No risk. Got it.
Thank you, Yarite.
Without reward, Captain.
Get out of here, Slayer. God. So you guys exit the captain's quarters?
As they leave... As, like, everyone's out, I go out last, and I just turn to Pitcher for a sec. I happen to seem to notice you were quite disturbed by something when we were looking at the map, almost as if you were afraid of something. Anything we should know about in particular that you might know of.
Give me a persuasion check.
Got a 14?
14 total?
Yes.
He looks at you. Hey, just personal business, Golan. Nothing to worry yourself about. And he waves you out.
Aye, Captain. And I bounce out of the room.
Okay, so you guys exit out. You begin getting ready for your expedition to the island of Dromiri to gather some wood and supplies. Who are you taking with you?
Krolten.
Krolten, okay.
To be exact.
You four all gather your things, your adventuring supplies, your armor. You hop on the rowboat and make your way to Dromiri. As you guys begin your approach to Dromiri, you see along the golden sand shores about, hard to tell distance wise, but a couple feet back is a cluster of palm trees leading to this thick jungle deeper onto the island itself. You don't see any large protruding structures along the tree line as you guys approach. But from the northern side, you guys approach from the northern side. The best bet is this small little cove. It's not the northernmost tip of the island.
Could I have a guess where I'm at? Because if I was looking at the map as we went.
Yes. You would be right here. This small little cove on the northern side of the island.
The top cove or that big cove?
This small one right here. Like, literally the small little dip. You begin approaching this little cove along the northern side, and you hit the sand with your rowboat. One by one, you all get out, and I'm gonna need a wisdom saving throw from everyone.
Of course.
Okay.
Is there a type to this, or just what is it?
Wisdom saving throw.
Throwing.
Just. What'd you get?
Now some.
Nat 1.
14.
A natural 20, a Slayer gets off.
Kroll 10 also got a natural 20.
Now some extra dialing chance.
Yes. Okay. So, for those who rolled below a 15, which is you two, Yurite and Golan, you guys immediately see the palm trees and the sand begin to sway and shift, kind of dance almost in this weird pattern to music that's not there. And all of a sudden you see a path open up before you guys in the trees. And you feel an impulse to go forward.
Is this when you're just asking, like, have we like stepped on it or are we approaching it?
This is the second you step on. And you feel inclined to move forward. Slayer and Krolten aren't affected by this. You just see them staring intently off into the jungle, and you see just jungle in front of you. And nothing is really different. You're not charmed. You can't tell the difference right now.
I made these. Is there something in there?
Yeah, there's a gap in the forest. We need to maybe go there. That's our direction to go. Let's go.
Slayer just looks around, sees nose gap, looks at you. Can I slap him across the face?
Roll an attack.
Dex saving throw to see if I dodge it.
It's going to be against your... He's rolling an attack, so... This will be...
Never mind, actually.
Unarmed. 13?
13?
No.
That misses. See you. Dodge out of the way.
Hey, why are you trying to hit me?
There is no gap in the woods.
Yeah, there
I
is your tail.
Cuckoo.
I turn to your tail.
When you guys look back, so it's not like... It's my bad on description. It's not really like you see like a gap open up. It's like you see like a shift, like a path.
Okay.
Like a gap in a sense of like you see slightly more of a parting in one way.
Imagine you're at a dance. The trees are people dancing, and you see like a
gap. Yeah, you see a path through. Yeah, you see a path through the dance floor when you don't want to bump into people, basically.
Fair. Is it just dense for me?
Yeah, you don't see anything like that.
It's a 50-50 shot if you're gonna get pinned in the middle. But you think you see a path.
That's when you say, "I'm a brother here." And
you're
just
gonna trip
yourself
out
through.
Of the trip, heading out of the boat, really focused on the shoreline, and is then going to collapse into the ground, and then realize he's on ground and just take it in for a moment because he was really shook from being seasick, and he's happy to be on the ground. Once realizing he's on ground, oh, fresh ground, fresh, oh, good. Oh, I've missed dry land. Oh, let me tell you guys, ship, I can do it, I can do it. This, I'm going to pick up some sand, flip through, and be like, this is nice. It don't move.
Slayer, is he okay? He's awful, weirdly cheery.
He pulled a card and you showed up, so, is he okay?
I don't know.
He's probably fine.
Just give me a moment, just... Just give me a moment, guys. I just...
That
last storm, really... I fell 60 feet. There was too much water. It was moving. I was underneath. Guys, don't ever go under deck in a storm. The motion. I know which way we're going.
Were you the one who threw up in my sack?
I can't really say. I'm going to be honest. I was all over the place.
Roll a deception check. Roll insight.
A 2.
A 10.
Yeah, he's lying.
So I'm just going to take note. He's not going to do anything right now. Okay. He's taking note.
Okay. Oh my god, it's in every pager. It's right up there next to Salvasa.
And Nico. So I don't Nico? Forget his name. Nico's with us.
Okay, Nico's with you guys.
He's flying around.
Give me a wisdom saving throw for Nico.
Does he get... What,
He's a monkey.
He's a flying monkey, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he get a plus 5? Is he getting a secret?
Let me look it up real quick. 15, what do you roll?
I rolled an 8.
8?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they only get like a plus 1 max.
That's what I had. Maybe a
plus 2. Yeah. Nico immediately begins flying off in the direction of the jungle.
All right, Nico, get back here.
I'll roll animal handling with disadvantage.
Should I count that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Second roll is worse. Okay. A natural 2. And I think I have a plus 1, so a 3.
He's off into the jungle. He goes... Golan, you see Nico go down the path that you're after, and immediately your brain goes, I need to get there first. Yurite, you have this instinct as well. You see Nico go off, and you think, I need to get there first. Okay. You guys start running?
Yeah. No other choice.
I failed this check, so yeah, he's booking.
Okay, we're so gone. You guys immediately sprint after Nico. Yeah. You and Krolten both look at each other. Yeah. You begin running.
Everyone's running.
Yeah. So
I roll athletics to see if I win.
First you're gonna need to do perception. You guys are gonna do survival with advantage. You're gonna Krolten is gonna help you to have a flat roll on survival as you guys run through after Nico.
Bro, we're running with advantage? God freaking bless.
It's because the charm on you guys helps you see this path that Nico is following as well. You guys, you have no idea what he's seeing, but he's going to help you try and perceive where they're going.
I rolled a nat 1. That means for the first 4 rolls, it was a 2-1-2-1.
Oh, shit.
But I just rolled a 12 plus 3 for 15.
Okay.
There's still a chance.
I'm gonna roll for Nico right now.
He might be recovering. I had a heart attack.
So you guys begin following Nico. Those who got 15, you guys are tracking pretty well. So you guys pull ahead. Krolten is keeping pace with you, Slayer. Yurite, you are a little bit ahead of them, only by like 10 feet or so. Golan, you start dragging behind as you lose sight of Nico for a second. You trail off, but then you see the path correct itself and you are right back on it. But you lost a little bit in the race, so you're behind everyone now, as you did get trailed off a little bit.
Okay,
fair enough.
Next round. Everyone, roll again.
Still with advantage?
Yeah, because you guys are still charmed.
Get a lot of dice in here or something.
What'd you roll? Do I actually need a hand or die?
Why?
Because I want to roll them both at once.
Fine. No, actually, that's a good idea.
Okay, guys, we're on die number 4, and I rolled a 12.
12?
What's Slayer's?
A natural 1.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Wait, you rolled with advantage? Or no, you rolled flat, that's right.
Flat roll.
A what?
Natural 20.
Natural 20, okay. Mm-hmm. Golan, you see Slayer look down real quick, and you trip him, and he takes out Krolten. Nico got a 2. Oh. So you immediately dart past Nico.
Ha! See you there, Slayer.
You're not dead last. you're still running as Krolten and Slayer did fall. You begin losing sight of Yurite as he's the last one and running. So you guys get up and begin running again. So you guys are back to survival with disadvantage. Even though he is helping you, he'll be rolling on his own now. Nico is with you now. And actually, Nico will be giving you the flat check as Nico lands on your shoulder as you got up and caught up with it. But it starts dragging on your hair in certain directions to guide you. So you will be, that will be the flat. Krolten will help to give you advantage.
Brilliant, but annoying guidance of Nico. 19.
19, okay.
Unnatural 20.
16.
Okay. So you guys are, you guys are sprinting along. You've caught up to Nico already, but you're now racing after Golan, and you sprint past Yurite and almost get to him. Krolten hangs back to Yurite, and he is actually going to turn and try and stop you from running, Yurite. You immediately think, he's in my way, I need to get past him. Yeah, roll an attack.
I do it more as a football move.
Yeah.
Just be straight athletics instead of
attack. Sure, if you want. Actually, it'll be athletics against his athletics. As he is also, he is trying to stop you. What'd you get?
21.
He got an unnatural 20. So he is sturdy standing there. He looks like a linebacker. Like, he looks like he's ready to take a hit. But you get lower than he could ever possibly bend. And you just scoop him up in one motion and toss him over your back. And he gets flipped upside down and lands on his back as you continue to sprint past him. As he rolls over and starts running past. Eventually, as you guys continue to run Golan, you get to a clearing and you think, this is it, I need to jump. And you go and take a leap into this clearing.
I'm leaping.
And what's your armor class?
17.
You immediately, from your right side, get this force, push you over, and you immediately start tumbling over. Give me a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Same thing twice. 15.
15? That breaks it. You immediately get broken from this charm, and you look out. Not 10 feet from where you were just hit is a pit. That just a large pit that you were about to jump into. And you turn, and you see Slayer just sprinting along. Slayer, you get to this clearing. You see this pit. You look over and you see Golan blasted off to the side. Yurite, you blow past everyone. What is your armor class?
16.
You're all of a sudden feel 2 feet hit you on your right side and you get drop kicked by this creature and get flung to the side and you go rolling along. You don't take any damage as they weren't trying to hurt you. But then landing there, you see with this glistening orange and red topaz skin, with these long, rounded horns and dragon-like features, with small circular orbs starting from the tips of their horns, floating, and then a smaller one, and then a smaller one underneath three of them. And these astronomy-like glistening points and lines along their features, and these heavy leaf and bark-like clothing and armor. And they look up at you. Stop! You are being charmed! Do not go any further! And Yurite, give me a wisdom save with advantage.
10.
10, you are still charmed. You start crawling yourself. So what you see before you is this glistening lake that you just feel the urge to swim into. And you just really want to jump into this. Like, you want to do...
Are they in between me and this area?
No, not right now.
How far is
Slayer? They then turn. You need to stop your friend right now. You are about 15 feet away from him diagonally.
Can I move 10 feet towards him?
Yep, you get within 10 feet. Who is this him?
Yurite.
Okay.
And then can I just see that? That's just too mean. I'll just grapple him.
Okay, athletics.
I was gonna smack him with
my acrobatics from you, Yurite.
Like the
acrobatics, 17,
a 25.
Yeah, you go to jump into this lake. And all of a sudden, Slayer full Nelsons you from behind and then brings you down, loops you from behind, and then German suplexes you up into a bear, not like over his shoulder, but like up into a bear hug and just keeps you up, feet off, and he's just, yeah, behind the back bear hug.
To a full Nelson.
Just flailing. Yeah, full Nelson wrapped around bear hug up. It was a weird kind of full body grapple, and you are now grappled by Slayer, and you really want to get out. Krolten is then going to walk over. Sir, snap out of it! He's going to make two attacks against you to try and snap you out of it. They're unarmed. A natural 17. So, boom. So, roll wisdom saving throw with advantage to see if his second...
Damage or no?
Yeah, you take 5 damage.
6.
Yep, second one is a Krolten crit, so you take 10 damage. Give me another wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Do I see this whole thing?
Yeah,
right?
You see everything going on.
I take a deep breath. I am broken of this charm, right?
Yep.
I know that there is some sort of magic happening, and I cast Dispel Magic at the third level to on the magical effect on
Yurite. On
Yurite? Yes.
Roll a d20, add your charisma modifier.
Would yes. he go first, or would I go first? I'm reacting to his slap.
Yeah, so give me that.
12?
12? Doesn't save.
Can I breathe fire? Because he now attacked me?
Yeah, but you're not really facing anyone. You're still up in the air, and he, like, went up and smacked you and then went and backhand you really hard. But, like, you're still being held up.
I'm still going to use my breath attack.
You up into the air. And this guy's, you really need to calm your friend down or I'm going to have to take drastic measures here. What'd you get?
I rolled an unnatural 20.
Yeah. You then feel the effect drop on you as the fire extinguishes from your mouth. And you look at the lake that is now gone and it is just a bottomless pit. And you see standing there the Topaz Dragonborn. Is he calm?
Golan running over. It worked. I think he's broken of the charm.
Who are you?
My name is Sayor. I am a resident of this island of sorts. I safeguard it. There is a lake here. In air quotes, lake. It leads to the, to an elemental plane of water. And, you see this island charms people into jumping into the lake that they see. And then they are just gone. They fall into the pit and they never come out. I was once under this charm but broke free just before I, saw my comrades jump in and never return. So I've been staying here to, keep people from doing the same.
So I shouldn't have to worry about jumping into endless voids every time I get back on soil after being out at sea for a long time, is what you're saying.
I do not know. I've been staying here.
Dang, this is my first time off after a long time, and whoo, this happens again.
Well, pirates are usually very susceptible to the effects of this island, so...
Aye, not me.
I applaud you, then.
One thick scold, so I kind of hit my head.
Krolten joins you on it.
We are members of the Huntsmen. We are here gathering supplies for 1 or 2 days.
Then do so quickly, I guess.
How long have you been here?
About a year and a half. Most people don't make it. I got very lucky with the two of you.
I ever thought of joining the Huntsmen?
Because I just heard about it, so I did not.
It sounds like you unfortunately don't save that many people on this island, and... We could use your skills on our ship.
You'd have a safe place to eat and rest, and you'd work with good people, and make lots of dough along the way, eh?
Aye.
Give me a persuasion check, one of you, with advantage.
What's your persuasion?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Plus 9.
Yeah. You're going with his?
Yeah.
16.
16? There needs to be... If I'm to go with you, we need to find the source of this magic and kill it. I have been tracking it for some time.
Tracking it?
But I do not have the power to kill it myself.
How do you...
Well, I've been on this island for very long. I've come very attuned to its type of magic, its type of environment, so to speak. And I can navigate through here, and I've been searching every inch of this island, and there is an actual lake here that I believe the being that has put this charm on everything lives.
Have you gone in it yet?
I have scouted the edges, but I have not.
This is going to take more than 2 days. We can't do it.
No. The lake is only a day's travel from here.
We could collect supplies on the way.
Or on the way back after we've won.
Aye. A few hours battling, Captain won't even notice.
And we'll have another crewmate to join our squad.
No risk, no reward.
And Pitcher said, no risk.
Aye, but
don't forget the reward.
It's hardly a risk when we have all five of us against what? One being.
Except you're forgetting about the whole ship we have to get back to.
Only a day's journey, we can be back on the way.
You guys were only running for about 5 minutes.
Aye, let's put this to a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sora is gonna raise their hand. Aye.
Aye, don't you just love pirate democracy?
No! But I can't do anything well, about it. Well,
wait, I'm not technically a part of the crew, so...
Aye, still two versus one.
Krolten?
Sir, it's whatever you say.
Aye, two. It looks like me and their pitcher said, don't take any risk.
Aye,
we should get supplies and we should get off this island.
No reward.
Well, listen, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to tempt you, but not knowing what happens to these people who fall, this creature might have something to do with that. Where do these people go? And their stuff.
Sorry, just gets a big...
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
Can you roll to see if that convinces Krolten? Like, if he'll go like, I do like stuff.
Krolten's opinion is automatically deferred to Yurite.
I got a 27.
27. Okay, whisper's done. And if you do this, I will help join the crew, help gather more supplies. I can carry more, too. I know the land. I know where to get very good things. I can help you.
You're in charge, Slayer. But I made this know.
I say it's a great idea.
I say we help her out. And if they're right...
Not her. Not her.
I have pronouns.
My kind does not recognize genders. We do not know the binaries of most dragonborns.
Your name again.
Siora.
Siora's right.
Aye, so
it could be beneficial to have another crewmate.
That's also technically another mouth to feed. More food.
Aye, I say we go.
I can bring some of my own rations with me.
We'd also be doing a great service to anyone else who comes to this fateful island.
Aye,
and strands poor people.
Heroes.
With my history check and remembrance of this like island, would I know that this is on this island?
What was your history check?
11.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
But you do hear in the back of your head a little voice that goes, this thing tried to kill you and take me away from you. Hunt it down for me.
Your attention's going to cast down on his point that, like, Slayer, you're in charge, but he's just made known that, like, we got 2 days.
Aye, we'll be back in 2 days, right?
Should be, yes.
Aye, then let's do this.
It's on your head if we get left behind.
Aye, the captain's not going to leave without us. He'll send another party to come searching. See if they can find our bodies, of course.
So, you will help me?
Aye.
Must follow the first mate.
And I got to follow this guy. So, we're all in.
Will you lead us the way?
Let us go to my hut real quick. We'll gather my supplies, my maps, and then we will trek immediately there. I literally live in... They point over to their hut, which is, like, not 300-400 feet away from where they found you. So clearly they saw from where you were running. And this pit is long and about 25 feet across. So there are multiple jumping points that you can clearly see. But they walk you to their hut. It's a very modest one. A little bit better than what Sleaze had. This has actual furniture made out of wood. You see maps and different drawings of trees, paths, markers that they have all on this one giant folded out like notebook paper taped to each other map that then folds into a large journal that they put into their pocket. They grab a bow, drape it around their shoulder, and they grab just their basic, like, sleeping supplies and things like that. Turn to you. Okay, so we'll be traveling a little south of here. We should get there by sunup tomorrow. If we sleep in and leave our first thing, we should, first thing in the morning, we should get there around, like, noon tomorrow. And depending on how that goes, we, hopefully can get back to your ship before day's end tomorrow.
Aye, let's go.
Aye.
So they begin, you guys begin trekking forward. As you go forward, if you would like to ask questions or anything about that with Siora, feel free. Talk while you guys travel. Anything you would like to talk about?
Aye, so these two fellas are the navigators on the ship. I bet they can help you read these maps.
That could be very helpful. I kind of made the map and I know the area very well. I've been living here for around a year. So
Thank you. But I think I know what I'm doing. So while you guys were gathering things, you get in a short rest, just so you guys know, in case there is anything you want to do, regain hit dice, if you lost anything, which I don't. So, as you guys begin to trek through the forests, Siora takes you around several oddities. At one point, you see this ruined, destroyed wall with, does anyone speak Elvish?
Yeah.
You recognize it. You see Elvish written along. It says, it doesn't translate well, but it is an Elvish poem. It has some magic sense to it, but it's also cracked, destroyed, and very hard to read the whole thing. From what you can tell, it looks lyrical in a sense, but also get sense the runes around it too, because some of it's words, some of it is Elvish magical runes. So it's a mix on this wall, but it is destroyed, cracked, kind of like, imagine like the exterior walls in like Egypt and stuff like that, just destroyed, overrun, and completely blown out. And if there's anything you guys would like to stop and investigate, just say so.
This wall, I can read it, but not much. It's written in Elvish.
What does it say?
Can I investigate?
Yeah.
17?
So you look in the words that you can make out, you see by seasons something, something. You see like a space, some cracks and everything falling apart pieces. Full moon rises, and underneath that, because underneath the first part of the next section underneath is destroyed, and the second half is intact. Protect thy brethren through night. And then you get a sense from the runes around that it has some kind of abjuration magic. Like this was some kind of large border that was meant to trigger at a certain time. And this was like a enchantment recitement or something that when you say the full thing activates. With an investigation of that, you can surmise.
I'm saying it out loud, and then afterwards, after I read that out loud, I say, hi, it must be a protection spell.
Is the full moon upon us soon?
I don't know what that means, but it might have been some sort of moon-based magic, if that's even a thing.
Can I roll to see if the full moon's, or if I history check what the moon cycle is?
That would be nature.
Nature.
Yeah,
nature.
I do history of my memory of the islands. I would learn.
13?
12.
History of the islands. Again, Dromiri has always been a mystery to you. You've learned of other ones, but this was never one of them. The 13, you know that like the full moon of Tiamat is moon of Tiamat is full all season long of Mal'Golos. So all summer it is this large red moon around the already never waning, never waxing moon of Sylvanas.
And it's still summer.
The full moon is out, and,
Well, with Sylvanas' moon, the full moon is always out, technically.
Aye, there's a full moon out there. Should we be worried of this?
Nah, it's broken. It's broken. It must have been from some very long time ago. Elves might have put it up to protect against something, but who knows what it could be.
Yeah, take no risks. That's what I love doing.
We should continue on.
Yes, I agree. So
Siora is away.
Siora continues on, and eventually you pass by a small overgrown well with some cobblestone around it, but Siora goes, it's one of those ironic wishing wells. Whatever you wish for, it gets twisted ironically and like thrown you in your face. Like, think of a wish that you have, right?
Do we have to say it?
Well, if you throw a coin in and wish it, it happens, but there's an ironic twist to it.
Slayer pulls out a copper coin, flicks it in the wishing well.
What do you wish for?
It to start raining money.
Okay, nothing happens for a moment. You stand there, nothing happens.
I think the wishing well's broken. It seems not to be working.
Siora just kind of like eyes you up and down and then takes a step back. It will come. And starts walking away.
I walk up to it as well with a copper coin and I whisper. I flick it in.
Okay. What's your wish?
I wish that I could get the lock on this book open soon instead of having to travel all the way to Oxalon.
Like learn of a way or get it done soon?
I just wish it.
Okay.
You just wish for money.
Do you let it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I feel like the ironic twist I could do with mine. I'm not saying out loud.
Siorda then looks at you all. We should continue on, yes?
I would think so.
Sounds good.
Then let us go. And you guys continue on through the jungle. And eventually, you see this small clearing that gets a little wider and wider and wider. And eventually, before you is a glistening, beautiful lake. A tiny little, looks to be a clock tower sticking out of the top. There's a large hole in one of the side that's facing you of this, the roof of this clock tower. Sierra looks and goes, that is our way in. We stick to the tree line and I have this and takes out a little rolled up thing. It can take us across to there and then we just kind of have to go in and we'll be in its lair.
Have you done this before?
No, this will be the first time I'm doing this.
How far away are we from the water?
If you guys are lurking through, continuing on along the edge, you can get as close to up to 10 feet to the water.
The lair stays on the edge of the woodland.
We're going to have to go down to it.
Aye, but like as we make our way.
Yeah. So you guys get to that point, and what would we continue on with the plan?
Yeah. Can I?
Anything you guys would like to talk about?
Oh, there's something I want to try out.
Yurte has the same attitude of just like, yeah, no risk. This is totally what Cap said to do.
Got it.
Golan asks, Siora, how do you know that there are other people's things in there?
Okay, so I don't know that 100%, but I assume like if that leads anywhere, it would probably be this thing's lair, right?
Aye, but new crewmate after.
Yes, and I will be working for you guys.
Jump all into a pit of water, because it's, you know...
I did also save your guys' life.
Can I stick my axe in the... like, my hand axe in the water, see if anything happens? Is it just normal water?
Stick it in. Seems to be normal water.
Okay.
What do you have in that roll-up there?
Oh, this steps out from the tree line and unfurls it, and you see unroll and then fold out on the sides and have, like, these... popped up walls is this foldable canoe.
Resourceful.
I was going to suggest we swim.
Oh, that would be very dangerous. There's something that lives right around the clock tower.
Aye, and what is that something?
It's like this weird dinosaur thing with like three heads.
Yeah, can I ask a quick question? Yeah. How do you know it's not going to eat this little boat when there's all of us in it?
Well, we're going to try and be as quiet and stealthy as possible.
Have you seen this creature before?
From a distance, yes.
Slayer, quiet and stealthy.
Slayer kind of leans over to Yurte and kind of pulls him off the side to whisper something in his ear.
If this creature does come, we push they into the water and make a quick getaway.
You heard the three-head part?
Roll stealth.
Can I see
the part pulled away so that when they went
roll stealth
natural 20.
Okay,
continue. Can I see if I hear him?
Continue on. Yeah, you have to roll natural 20.
I just don't
know what would I have rolled.
You have to roll natural 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually wait, with modifiers, what is it?
Stealth.
Yeah,
also what am I rolling right now?
A 23.
You have to beat a 23.
Which what modifier?
Perception. No? Okay. Yeah, you're quiet.
And I just thought of a great idea. How about we have good old pal Golan fly us over so we don't have to be in a canoe?
Even better. Let's tell everyone.
Actually, wait. Terrible idea. We ain't all getting back.
How many people can you levitate?
I think, like, I've seen him do, like, 5 charges. So, like, it's still not enough.
We could levitate over and then fly back.
So, here's the thing with levitate. You can go straight up. And up, and up.
And that's it.
You can't control
Control which direction, forward or back, that you go.
If they levitate and someone throws them across.
They would have trajectory, but they would continue upward in 20 feet continuously until the spell drops.
To pull us over.
Yeah.
I grab on his tail, everyone grabs on me, and we just have him guide us.
I don't want to do it.
Aye, but you are. Let's tell the crew.
Sounds good.
Slayer kind of walks over, back to everyone.
I think this little inflatable canoe's a great idea. but I think we have a better plan.
If it gets us across alive, I'm all for it.
Gorlin.
Hey, Slayer.
You're going to levitate us, and we're going to all hold on. I'm going to hold on to Nico, and y'all will hold on to me, and he will guide us to the tower. And on the way back, we will fly, and we can make up some time and fly back through the jungle some to get back quicker than 2 days.
Slayer, remember when I said on the boat about you not being the smartest person on the boat? Yeah, it's really showing right now. If we hit levitate, we would just keep going up and up and not make it there. Instead, we can cast fly on 1, 2, or maybe 3 of us and carry the rest. That would probably be the better plan. As an academic, I am.
How do we get back?
If we say we even get out alive and beat whatever is in there, I have a funny feeling we might find a way to get across.
I'm just thinking of the best.
We're pretty lucky in that sense.
Alright, we'll fly over this time. Worst case scenario, we levitate back.
What I'm saying
is Nico guiding us.
We're all gonna die.
Alright, let's do it.
I say we do it. Full send.
So are we flying?
No reward without risk.
Yeah, let's fly over.
It's almost worse than being on a ship.
Canoe?
We're flying?
Aye, flying.
Okay. You see they crack their neck and then coming out of their back, a cluster of these topaz colored crystal and gems burst out in the shape of these spectral wings. And they just hover off the ground. I can do this for like a minute, so it's go time. Let's go.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Ding! We all have wings. We're flying.
Okay. So you didn't have to burn. You didn't have to burn a fifth charge for that to get an extra person.
No, yeah, they did on 4, obviously, the 4 of us.
So you guys all fly across and land one by one on top, and give me perception checks once you guys all land on top. This will be looking off the edge of the roof into the water first.
Got a 10.
Okay.
Whoa. 17.
16.
Golan, you don't notice, but Yurte and Slayer, you look down into the water, and you can see no massive body of a creature or anything, but you do see this massive shifting of water around underneath, as if there is something there, but you just see the shifting of water. You don't see a physical body. You
so it
see
looks
through
like
it.
A lake with a current.
Yeah, but underwater,
yeah.
Too.
Well,
yeah.
It looked like a Pokemon gym, and the water levels where you get little speed paths.
Yeah, basically. You see this path in the water being made.
How much would suck to go
in a canoe? I am glad we flew over. Why didn't you tell us about the wings earlier?
Well, I mean, I can't do it for everyone, so I was trying to think of a way to get everyone across. That's how I've been across there, that I've checked it out and know that it's a straight shot. Because I've flown across here before, but because there's more of us, I have the canoe.
Yurte is more skeptical than this person.
Okay, you guys ready? Do you want me to go first, I guess?
Aye, of course.
You lead the way.
I'll be right behind you.
You see the wings fold in, and you go, well, I'll see you on the other side. They jump down, and it's kind of slanted a little bit, so it's, you hear like a sliding go down.
My dark vision reaches 60 feet. Do I see anything inside of it? Roll.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Like where she's sliding?
Mm-hmm.
18?
18? So you see, this is pretty wide. This is about 15 feet end to end. The tower's only tilted about yay, so it's not like... I would say like 85 degrees off from 5 degrees off from 90. So it's a slide, and it goes just out of your reach of dark vision fully. So you see 60 feet down, and you see Ciara disappear.
I'm going to take out my... Just want to get the length right. 100-foot rope.
Okay.
I'm going to tie it to the top of the tower and make my way down with that.
Okay, so you tie it off, and you start making your way down.
The bottom.
Okay, you continue on for the 60 feet to where you lost Ciara, and then you just then see the bottom. So about 120 feet long.
Okay.
Till you see the bottom.
So we got a 20-foot jump to get to the top.
Wait, we were still flying at this point. We could have just flown it.
Yeah, you could still just fly down. Fly lasts for, 10 minutes?
I haven't broken concentration yet. You could do that, but
I did not know we were still flying.
Yeah, I didn't say I broke.
Yeah, you landed and did all this, and then you, for a brief moment, have to hover and fly to, like, move around something, and then you just remember, Oh, I'm flying.
The rope's there just in case.
Yeah.
Genius level insulin.
Okay, so we're flying down?
Yep.
When I get to the end of their rope, I'm going to pull out my rope from my bag, and I'm going to tie it off.
Tie it off? Yep. So you extend it, so you have 200 feet of rope now.
Yeah.
Unless you cut your rope.
No. Was...
Yeah. So?
Climb our way back out.
You guys then
smart.
All land. You see Siora? Okay, so. There is a staircase, and at the bottom is basically this thing's lair, I think. Let's go.
I lead the way.
We ready?
Kind of gesture my hand to the staircase.
Do this.
Siora begins the descent downward. As you continue on down the stairwell, you notice that the ramp and the stairs will get damper and damper. Eventually, it gets to the point where you guys need to start, like, really gripping on to the railing to continue on. And I'm going to need dexterity checks from all of you as you continue down slipping. Unless you are just flying straight down, continuing.
You didn't say 10 minutes are up, so I'm still flying. I am not on the stairwell. I am lowering down with you guys.
I'm flying, too.
Okay, so Siora's just doing this solo as you guys are just continuing.
We're just, like, 6 inches above each step.
Yeah, you guys are doing the invincible hover, just a couple inches off the ground, just continuing down.
Why doesn't someone carry her? This is kind of unfair.
She does have her own wings.
I can only do that once per day.
Slayer, carry her down. We can get this done faster.
Okay, she's continuing on pretty well for the first go around for the first flight. Second flight, she starts slipping a bit, but she's not taking a fall. Again, she's good for the third, and then final one, she's clear. If not, she was literally just going to fall slip and fall on her ass for a full flight of stairs.
So I'm just going to pick them up.
And that's why they were rolling with advantage, because there was you guys to scoop in case.
I'm just going
to
fire and carry.
But you guys all get to the base, and there are these double doors of what looks like almost like religious type doors. Like ornate decorative doors with this imagery of a underwater palace. And does anyone speak primordial? There's a bunch of words none of you understand along the edge of this door. Siora looks at all of you. It is past those doors.
Aye, what does all the writing say?
I don't know. I can't read it.
Can I check to see if she's lying?
Check.
Would I roll again?
Insight.
Oh, yeah. 17.
Not lying. They can't read it.
You want to open up the door for us?
Sure thing. I'm not that strong, so I might need help. So.
I got the one side. You get the other.
Okay. So, I'm going to need a strength check with advantage from you, Slayer.
Natural 20.
Yep. You just immediately... swing this door open, and with a loud it opens into this large corridor. No, not corridor, sorry. The door slams open into this massive cathedral type interior. Large crossbeams across, broken stained glass windows, and then you guys are immediately met with the force of water pushing against you as the doors then force shut behind you. And the force of the water rushing in closed the doors once again. And you guys are in the first room, water a little bit up to the shins, Golan, a little bit up to your, like, calves. Or not calves, your thighs right now.
I look over to Golan.
Any way you can make us breathe underwater like you make us fly?
Unfortunately, I cannot do that.
I am actually can do something about that. I can help us breathe underwater. And my captain gave me, my former captain gave me these. And holds up his little pouch and takes out these pills. The pressure pills. It's so that you don't feel the effects of being underwater.
Can I roll an insight on these pills?
Yes, you can.
A 9?
You've heard of pressure pills before.
Okay.
These look like them. You've never had one before, but this looks like what you've seen. I have 10 overall, so I can give one to each of you guys. Yeah. Hands one to each.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to cast this and we jump in. Are you ready?
Aye, how long do we have?
24 hours. Of being able to breathe underwater. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. They clap their hands and a small little blue echo emanates from them and envelopes each of you, and you feel like small little slits open up around your throat and then close. And you just feel like you have a new little way of breathing. You then push open these doors and swim inside. The doors shut with an echo behind you. You're all kind of floating there. First breath of water inward. Slayer, you've drowned before, and this is uncomfortable to a degree. You feel like coughing up the water, and then Suyota just puts their hand on your shoulder. No. Slayer, is it? You need to just let it happen. Breathe. And you
take it. Reluctantly takes like a deep breath.
You
do. Expecting to get a mouthful of water.
You get that mouthful of fresh water. Not salt water, not sharp and painful and bitter, but fresh water in, warms your lungs, and then you exhale, inhale, exhale, and there's water in your lungs, but it's okay. All of you have a very similar sensation as the water just overtakes you. It takes you a second to adjust, but you are now breathing underwater, and you see across the way, near where a pulpit would be, a elevated stage from the ground, which is about 15 feet below you guys, as it is destroyed and sunken into the ground a bit, as it is mostly destroyed. You see this green skin, fish-like face and features, wearing a white button-up shirt and a blue vest with water wisping underneath it. This strange fish-like creature looking up, and telepathically you can hear in your heads,
"What are you doing? This is my lair."
Slayer just really intently just thinks, not saying any words.
Are you the one who controls the pit?
Slayer doesn't think this will work, by the way.
Yeah, they don't look at you in recognition of your question. They just say,
"If you refuse to leave, I must fight you. Leave my island."
What makes it yours?
You hearing this guy in your head?
I live here.
Can I just start sinking to the bottom, like to the floor?
Yeah, you can.
I follow
sink
as well.
Yeah.
I do a good old brushstroke.
Forward.
Do we all hear what he's saying?
Yep, all of you simultaneously.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
land on the floor and pull my sword.
So you guys all start getting hostile.
You irritate those.
So as you brandish your sword...
I have a question.
Yes.
Doesn't my ring protect my mind somehow?
They can't read your mind.
Right, that's what... Okay, sorry. I just clarifying that. I just remember that.
Well, they're far off. So we'll do... Just wait. So what are you guys doing to prepare? You guys are all just swimming to the bottom?
I'm kind of swimming forward a little and
okay.
A little bit down.
Okay.
I'm staying slightly hovered up above them. So maybe like 5 feet above them, maybe. Not completely touching the ground.
Okay, so Yurte, as you land, you take out your sword. Any weapons?
Brandish my rapier.
Okay. Yurte with your blade. Golan with your rapier. Slayer, breaststroke, swimming forward. Krolten taking out his Sylvanas Edge, lighting up the water a little bit for you guys. This elemental looks at you.
If you refuse to leave, then you choose to die!
And that is where we will be ending this session.
Oh, I set this whole thing up.
That's why I said wait. That's why I was saying wait. Because I was planning on ending it there. So yeah, next time you guys are facing the fish elemental. Wow, 3 dice in the dice jail today.
Yeah.
That's...
4 dice in this whole game.
That's upsetting. Okay.
I'm still getting bad rolls.
So, let's do the wrap up. Thank you all for listening to this episode of RTFD Tales of Piracy. This was a fun one. I got to build a storm. I've never done that before. That was an interesting challenge. But follow us at on Instagram at RTFDDND. Find us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Anchor.fm with RTFD or RTFD Tales of Piracy. Do you guys have any shout-outs?
DM us on Instagram, your favorite way to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
I'd like to know which platform you prefer.
Yeah, let's find out where we get most of our listeners from. Yeah. DM us, like, hey, Spotify, Pocket Cast, whatever you guys listen on, DM us on Instagram. We'll do a little shout-out, too. If you guys want a character shout-out, we'll do that, too, for you guys at the end of our next episode as well. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys listen next time as well.
Peace.